And away we go. It is Thursday, February the 6th, 2020. 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride on this icy morning. Now, here's the interesting thing. Here is what I love about all communities. Now, I only speak of Marion because that's where we are. But it happens in every community. I saw it last night on the news in so many different communities. But anytime there is a ice storm, snowstorm, anything like that coming to an area, people panic. Like, we're going to be out of power, we're going to be out, the stores are going to shut down, and there's just going to be Armageddon. There's going to be Armageddon when something like this happens. And it was icy. It certainly was. I know a lot of the schools went on two-hour delays. Some schools have closed at this point. But I got here this morning. I got here on time. 95 is pretty well clear. Center Street, where I was, the parts of it I was on, which was a good portion from Harding to the Palace, was clear. No slick spots. I'm sure some of the side roads are slick and back roads, but nothing like they thought it was going to be. And tonight I know there's talk of snow, and that will probably panic people as well, but this is Ohio. We are in the Midwest. We do get snow. We do get ice. And it's no big deal. We get through it. And highly unlikely, now as soon as I say this, something like this will happen, but highly unlikely we're ever going to experience anything like the blizzard of 1978, because we now have cell phones, cell phone towers everywhere. There's more development in the area than there was in 1978. The weather equipment is a lot more sophisticated than it was in 1978. So I just don't think we'll ever experience anything like that again. Now, again, I'm sure as I say that, something like that will happen. But I do remember 2008, I believe it was 2008, the winter of 2008. We actually had a snowstorm that in a 24-hour period dropped more accumulation than the blizzard of 1978. And we made it through that fine because we were already into the cell phone age, computer age, internet age. It was just different. So I think that's what it is now. I think that's the change that has occurred, and I think that's a pretty good thing in the long run. Now, what do we have on the agenda? Well, I want to get to this first, because I said I was going to talk about this yesterday, and then we had call-ins and a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I never got a chance to get to this. Okay, the State of the Union address. Now, I did not watch the whole State of the Union address, I must admit, and I did not, I caught the end of it. Probably the last 45 minutes. Okay, here's all I want to say about that. When I woke up yesterday morning, because I have a lot of friends on Facebook, and I have a lot of friends who have differing opinions. I like having friends who have differing opinions. I don't want everybody to have the same opinion. But what was so shocking to me was there were such nasty things said about, and I'm, you know, it was two people that they were basically speaking of. They were talking about President Trump and saying nasty things, and they were talking about Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and saying nasty things. Now, here's my problem, okay? And I posted this on Facebook last night, and it's kind of in regard to this, because I got so sick of seeing these things yesterday, these nasty remarks toward both of them. Yes, President Trump may have not shook Nancy Pelosi's hand. Yes, Nancy Pelosi tore up Donald Trump's speech. We all saw it. We all get it. We know they really don't like each other. That's life. There are people in life who you don't like. It happens. And I guess because they're on national television, everybody gets to see it. But they are both human beings. Donald Trump, believe it or not, for people who don't like him, is somebody's grandfather. Nancy Pelosi, for people who don't like her, is somebody's grandmother. They're people. They're not cartoon characters. They're not people in movies. They're not, you know, these are real people who lead real lives, who now have death threats thrown at them because of the vitriol we have in this country. You know, you can disagree with Donald Trump's policies all day long. That's fine. You can disagree with Nancy Pelosi's policies all day long. And you know what's funny about the whole thing? The reason those two people don't like each other at this point is all about policy. It's not personal. Now, people will say it's personal. It's not. It's about policy. It's about what does Nancy Pelosi believe should be the policy of this country? What does Donald Trump believe should be the policy of this country? And what do they believe should happen? Even this whole impeachment thing, which is now over, that was policy. That was rule of law. Was that an impeachable offense? Nancy Pelosi thought it was. Donald Trump thought it wasn't. Now we have an ending to it. It's not personal. They're not, I don't think they're calling each other personal names. It's not like a fight on a schoolyard. But for some reason, we think it's a fight on the schoolyard, and we keep saying nasty things about them. We talk about people's hair, and we talk about people's plastic surgery, and we talk about people's skin color, and I'm talking about tanning solutions. Who cares? I don't care what tanning solutions people use. I don't care how people's hair looks. I don't care how many facelifts somebody has had. These are human beings, and critique their policies all day long. They went into public life, and they signed up for that. They signed up to get their policies critiqued. But the nasty, vile stuff that is being said about both of them, depending on who you like, is really over the edge. And that has to stop. Because I know that Donald Trump has Secret Service because of this sort of thing. Well, all presidents do. But I know Nancy Pelosi has to have personal guards because of this type of thing. They both get death threats probably every day. It's not worth dying over. It's not worth killing somebody over. We need to get a grip. You know, it's time to have a little discourse. So what? He didn't shake her hand. You know what? I'm sure somebody hasn't shook my hand somewhere along the line. So what if she tore up his paper? You know what? I've torn up papers. It's got to stop. This whole political thing, I don't get it. I really don't. You know, I like the days when movies were what we talked about. And I like the days when comedy was what we talked about. And heaven forbid somebody has an opinion on somebody. Boy, oh boy, people will break up friendships, they'll break up relationships, they'll break up family gatherings, won't talk to people over politics. This is so dumb. I mean, it really is dumb. Now, you can get into politics. I admire anybody who gets into politics, and I admire anybody who has the guts to have an opinion, because that's tough. But man, oh man, it's not worth ostracizing people in your life. It's time to relax a little bit. And that is my editorial this morning on politics. But I just, you know, I couldn't believe it after that program. I knew there'd be backlash for the non-shake of the hand and the ripped-up papers and all that, but I did not think it'd be like that. I didn't think it'd be that vile, some of the things I saw on Facebook yesterday. You know, there is a level you can cross that you shouldn't, and I think everybody should take note of that. Anyway, If you have an opinion on, if you don't like what I said, that's okay too. I mean, I don't mind that. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Or if you have an opinion on this, give me a call, 740-383-9944. You know, I've heard people say they don't listen to certain radio programs, probably this one, because of politics. Well, we hardly ever get into politics at all anymore. If we ever get into politics on this program, it's usually because somebody's on and wants to talk about it. It's certainly not my top interest every morning. I like doing trivia. I like talking to you about things in the past. It's too much. It's getting to be too much, and we really need to reverse this. The sun is going to come up. The moon is going to go down. The moon's going to come up, and the sun's going to go down. That's every day. And the truth is, I don't know when Democrat and Republican became such big differences. Because guess what? The bottom line is, we're all human beings. We all, if you shoot us or stab us, are going to die the same way. We're all going to suffer the same fate one day. And if we don't start getting along, or even compromising, or just being civil with each other, there's going to be a bad ending for everybody. Not for one party, for the human race. Because it's just getting too nasty. And we're all alike more than we could ever be different. And the only way we're going to survive on this planet is together. So we better start getting together on some things, or else we're all going to suffer because of it. Now that's the end of the editorial. Okay, call in if you like, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. We lost our dear friend Marge Hazlett this week. Do want to remind everybody again that her visitation will be Friday morning, February the 7th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., 930 Harding Memorial Parkway, First United Church of Christ, and the funeral will follow at 12 p.m. tomorrow, Friday. So, we hope if you were a friend of Marge's, or maybe you knew Marge from this station, and you want to go to the service, that's when it will be. Friday, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., 930 Harding Memorial Parkway, First United Church of Christ, and the funeral at 12 p.m. at the same place. And we'll miss Marge quite a bit. Loved Marge Hazlett. And the outpouring from the community on Marge's loss has been tremendous. And I believe her obituary will appear in the Marion Star today. So, you know, Marge was great. And I loved Marge, and I knew Marge for 20 years. And as I've said, she was my college professor. She worked here at the radio station, and we'll miss her quite a bit. All right. I can't believe nobody has an opinion on the State of the Union thing. That's kind of interesting. I thought somebody would have an opinion on that one way or another. Come after me. Didn't like what I had to say. Or maybe you did like what I had to say, which I hope you did. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Charlie Evers will be on today after I'm off the air, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, then Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, where you can sell all your stuff. It's our version of Tradio on this station. Tell your friends, 12:10 to 1 p.m. today, Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. And, of course, Charlie Evers right after this program. I believe Charlie today, he's still got the Jags extra large T-shirt. He's still got the Jags koozie. He's still got some other things, and we're getting a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
All right. Go ahead and pull that ticket, Thomas. The guy came and picked it up late last night.
Oh, so the guy came and got the ticket to the Ridgedale event.
Yeah, he called me. It was after 6, and wanted me to hang on to it. He showed him, got it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I hope he has a great time.
Yeah, so, yeah, we can pull it off now.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Charlie today, I believe, has got some more 20-ounce smoothies to give away from Smoothie King, Panda Express. I believe he's got a small meal from Panda Express still to give away. And the Jags extra large T-shirt, the Jags koozie, which apparently we never will give away. But all those items will be there. And again, the phone line is open. 740-383-9944. Now, I'm still trying to figure out what's going in Payless. This must be the best kept secret in Marion at this point, because we know about the hotel coming across from Kohl's. We knew about Smoothie King. We know about Dunkin' Donuts, even though they haven't put up any signs yet on Route 95 where the old hair salon was next to Jiffy Lube. We know about the market that's coming to downtown Marion here, where the old cigar shop was. But we still have not confirmed what is coming to Payless, the old Payless on Mount Vernon Avenue. And that's kind of strange, because they're doing all kinds of work in there. They've painted the walls. They've got a walkway in there. But there's no signage up at this point. Now, at one point, somebody called in and said it was possibly going to be a house of cigars, because I believe that was the people who had bought the building, but I don't know that we've ever really confirmed that that's what's going to happen. So, I don't know. Does anybody know what's going in Payless? Has anybody stopped there and asked the people? Has anybody inquired? Or just have any good guesses? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Would love to know if anybody knows what's going in the old Payless. That's an interesting question this morning. And has continued to be an interesting question. All right. We got that out of the way. And if it comes to you at any point this morning, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. All right. What else do we have to talk about here? Well, you know, here's something. Yesterday on the show, now, okay, I'm getting a call. We'll take the call and then we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning on a nice cold day.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too shabby. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. Another day in paradise.
Yep. And, it is Thursday. I got to work Saturday this week, but, you know, it is what it is, right?
Well, no. What else would it be?
There we go. You say it.
Yeah. That saying drives me up a wall. It is what it is.
That's why I do it to you.
Well, it's just a weird saying. I mean, it's like when people say literally. Well, yeah, literally. What else would it be? Or the new one is, I'm living my best life. Well, what else would you be living?
Or I'm living the dream, too.
Well, you know, people have been saying that for a long time, but this whole new thing about living their best life, I don't know what that means. What are there some people out there living their worst life, trying to do that on purpose? I don't know.
And I don't know. I don't know. I know if, I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't know.
And the other pet peeve is one that I do myself, is say irregardless, because that's not a word. It's regardless. Regardless of what happened today, I'm still going to be here tomorrow. But sometimes people say irregardless, and I say irregardless sometimes by mistake. It's a habit, and that drives me nuts, because there is no such word as irregardless.
Yeah. That's so you have a lot of pet peeves.
In language, yeah, because I think sometimes people don't realize what they're saying.
Is it because you're an English teacher? Is that what it is, you think?
Maybe, because I've seen it a lot in writing. And so, yeah, it shows up there to a certain degree. That could be part of the issue. I don't know. It's just, I think people sometimes, and I'm not critiquing, you know, people can speak however they want to speak, but some of these sayings, I just don't understand what they mean. You know, are people just saying things to say them, I guess? I don't know.
I think it's just something different. You know, instead of saying the same old stuff, you might just come up with your own lingo and make it, I know you know another one is from the get-go. You don't like that one at all. I use that a lot. It's like, no, don't use that word.
Well, it's something from the get-go. If you had to define that in terminology, what does that mean?
It's just you know, it's from, you know, whatever you're talking about, it's from the get-go. It's from the beginning of whatever you're doing.
But what exactly is the get-go? Now, I could understand from the start or from the beginning, but I don't know I don't know. Where would I find the get-go?
So it's just like the beginning of, just like from the start. You just use a different word, replacing start. You're just replacing the word start. So it means the same thing. You're just replacing the word.
It might be a gas station.
I think there is a gas station called Get-Go, I think. Well,
there you go.
There.
So okay. So when you're actually saying from the get-go, you're talking about the gas station.
maybe so, I don't know.
get and go. Grab, get your hot dog and get your gas and go somewhere else.
Oh, man. But, you know, it's just, you know, when you hear the same old boring words over and over, so you might just come up with your own lingo, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I'm all for being creative with words. I just, sometimes, this is why I think people have a hard time learning English, because we use words that don't make any sense.
Right, yeah, we do. Sometimes we do.
Now, if you said to somebody who did not understand English, you said, well, I'm going to be good from the get-go. Now, they'd have no idea what that meant.
Oh, you mean the person that is starting to learn English?
Yeah. Somebody starting to learn English, or even kids who are just starting to learn English, they pick up on what their parents say. You know, I think it's kind of strange.
I mean, I'm pretty sure some of these words that we come up with are going to be in the dictionary one of these days. I'm pretty sure they're probably in the Webster.
I don't think get-go is in the Webster's Dictionary.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I would not think get-go is in there.
Well,
you know, I just got a funny, I got a funny meme here. We all love our memes. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, okay.
It says, I'd like to get together, but I can't. My kid is living their best life, and I'm their ride. That's pretty good.
That's good.
That's a, you know, that's a funny, that's a funny take on everything. You know, I admire, though, you know, this is a subject that's never really talked about, because we're a society that for some reason doesn't talk about this. But, you know, there were a lot of single mothers, and a lot of single fathers for that matter, too, who really do tremendous things for their kids. They're busy all the time, busy every night of the week, taking their kids places, doctor's appointments, low on money because of it. And those people should really be commended, because the truth is, not really everybody does that who's a parent. So, you know, I know a lot of kids who are having a great life because of
Absolutely.
Their parents.
And I told my bestie last night that she is a super mama.
Now, who is your bestie?
Bailey's my bestie.
Oh, you told Bailey she was a
super mama. Super mama. Yeah, she takes her kids to all the, you know, they're in like sports and, you know, stuff like that.
No.
Absolutely.
So why did this come on your mind last night?
We were just chatting back and forth a little bit. Online.
Oh, that's nice. You must have been bored.
No. She hired me. She just asked me how I was doing, and I replied, and I, you know, we talked for a second, and went up, you know, I just told her that she's a super mama.
Well, that's nice. She just eyed you and asked how you were doing.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of her. Do what?
Don't you and Michelle and Abby do that?
No, I don't know if we've ever had a conversation about their motherhood. Maybe. I don't know. It's possible.
No. I mean, I'm talking about that. I am out of the blue thing. Hey, how you...
No, say what? I, you kind of went in and out there. What'd you say?
I said, they don't call you and say, how you doing, Betsy?
Well, yeah, they I'm me. Yeah. Yeah, I guess they do.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was. I mean, it's a Betsy thing. Commentation.
Oh, good. No, that's good. Yeah. I would agree with that. I've told Bailey that before. She has three kids, and you know, I think it's tremendous the work she does with those kids. I've told her that for a long time. I think it's really hard. It's hard, and I never really hear her complain too much about it. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever heard her complain about it at all. And she really does go above and beyond for her kids, and that is to be admired quite a bit.
Absolutely.
I was talking to her this morning, a matter of fact, and, you know, I've said this before on the air, but it really is true. She is tremendously smart, and I think sometimes people don't get that or underestimate her. I don't know. I don't know why that is, but, boy, she really over-the-top smart, and I think people miss that sometimes, but she is quick, she is smart, she is book smart. And I think the sky's the limit for somebody like her.
That's right. You know, that's the way the life goes on. And you definitely got to recognize people that do put in hard work and, you know, take care of their children in a proper way that they need to be taken care of. That's for sure.
Well, she certainly does that. But it does also a lot of other things that take a lot of talent that people probably wouldn't be doing. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of praise to be sent in her direction.
Yep, and you guys, you know, your podcast that you guys do 2 days a week.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun doing that.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, so on top of all that, that's why I call her a supermama. She does all that, plus she does the radio show with you, and there you go.
Yeah, she's good. I have no doubt about that. She does a lot of great things.
So moving on about the... I'm trying to control your show there. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'd cut you off. Listen, if you get too controlling, I'll cut you off. Go ahead.
I'm being a Rex Lumball there, but moving on.
Is that what he says? I don't know that I've heard him move on a whole lot. Go ahead.
Sometimes he used to say that. I used to listen to Rex Lumball. He was like, come on, moving on.
So what are we moving on to?
So any news about the root beer stand opening up? Because I'm getting hungry for the... Because, you know, the Dairy Queen's open right now, and then the Jersey actually opens up, I believe, on the 15th. I'd say, maybe I'm wrong on the date, but I think it's opening up soon. Are they going to be opening up this month or next month, or do you know for sure when the root beer stand is going to be opening up?
I don't think the date has been set in stone yet. I think some preparation is still going on, but I'm sure it'll be announced soon. I know a lot of people are asking that. I don't think the date's set in stone yet.
Yeah, okay. I'm just asking you because you know, you're good friends with the owner, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think the official announcement will probably come on their Facebook page is what I understand, but, you know, it'll be open soon enough and people will be able to go there and get the famous foot-long Coney dogs and get the great stuff that they have there. And again, want to make sure to say, nobody's paying me for this. Nobody's given me anything free. So it's just my personal opinion that it's a treasure, a landmark, and a great place to eat.
Yep, absolutely. I know we were going to talk about this yesterday, about Marge, you know, our friend, dear friend Marge, was on the
yes.
radio for a lot of years, and I just want to tell a little story, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead. Share a memory of Marge Hazlett, who sadly passed away Sunday at the age of 85.
Yeah, this came to me last night, and, you know, I engineer Marge's show for many, many years on the radio station, and I mean, we just had such a good chemistry on the station. As a matter of fact, a lot of times we didn't have any notes. Well, one day, I remember you was in there with us. I think he was engineering that day. I was on the other side with Marge and Nan. I believe Nan was there. I'm not sure. Maybe Nan wasn't there that day, but I remember I was sitting on the other side by Marge, and I can't remember exactly what made her laugh so hard. I remember this. Like it's tomorrow. That's right. You was engineering, and I think it was just me, you, and her, because I can't picture everybody else beside her.
I think Charlie was there. I think it was the Exchange Club, because on Fridays.
Oh, wasn't it the Exchange Club?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I can't remember if anybody else was there. So I can't remember the word. What was that word? Do you remember?
It was a joke. Charlie and I were joking about something. We were talking about something in the news, and I don't remember what the joke was, but I remember Charlie and I were kind of making fun of it, and we all got laughing pretty hard. I remember everybody was laughing, trying to catch their breath on the air because of this, and I think Marge was, it just struck her funny as well, whatever we were saying.
I wish I knew the word, but yeah. I remember it struck her so hard, she hit her head on the table so hard, and, you know, her wig fell off. I mean, like, I don't know, fell completely off, but it, like...
It went sideways.
And I, of course, had to straighten it up as best I could. And she didn't care. She just laughed so hard. She's like, oh, my God. And, you know, that story, like that, Marge would like to tell her that kind of story, because... She was such a sweet, dear lady, and she always wanted the people to be happy.
Well, it's funny because...
That's why I brought the story up.
Well, it's funny because people might think it's odd that we're talking about her wig, but Marge loved to talk about her wig. She talked about it on the air all the time. She talked about it off the air all the time because Marge had cancer, and when she first was diagnosed, she went through chemotherapy and started to wear a wig. But eventually, her hair did grow back, but she kept wearing the wig because she thought it was easier to deal with. So she used to bring up her wig all the time. So the fact that we're bringing up her wig here is not a big deal because Marge did it all the time.
Absolutely.
It was just, I remember that day very well, that she was laughing so hard that she kind of bent over forward, I remember, and hit her head on the table, and I thought she had hurt herself.
She leaned back up and started cracking up laughing.
That's right. She leaned back up and she was still laughing like crazy. But she had just knocked the hair a little sideways, and all of a sudden you were sitting next to her and you decided you were going to straighten up the wig for her. Mercy me.
She liked it. She did. You know, she was such a dear lady, and she had no mean bone in her body. It's just like, you know, like I said yesterday, she would just give you a shirt off the back of you if you asked her, and she just loved to be, she loved funny things.
You know what's interesting when I think about Marge? I think about the family atmosphere of this radio station. Because Charlie will tell you, and I will tell you, and we've worked in other radio stations, they are not always a friendly atmosphere. A matter of fact, most of the time, they are not a friendly atmosphere. And the truth of the matter is, we've always had a friendly atmosphere here and been friendly with each other and had a lot of good times. And what I like is that people on Facebook who have commented about Marge's passing, who listen, have said, I can tell you guys have a lot of fun. I can tell you guys are like a family. And we are. I mean, I think of things like the Christmas party where we drink the moonshine and... eggnog, and we do that every year, and we, Charlie and I, get into the fight about poinsettia and poinsettia, and we do have a lot of fun like that, and Marge and I used to have running jokes, and there were times where people would, you know, like that, get laughing so hard they'd bend over and hit their head, but still be laughing because things were so funny. Just have had a lot of fun, and it is funny. Yeah. We do talk to each other during the breaks. We do catch up with each other. I visited people in the hospital who were on this station. I mean, it's just that kind of place.
Yeah, and I remember another story. I was engineering a shell. We brought a dog into the studio. I mean, Marge is such, you know, everybody knows she was not just a cat lover, by the way. She loved animals regardless. She loved dogs. She loved cats. She loved horses. She loved them all. And, I mean, basically she had cats and both dogs. I mean, she had dogs when she was younger, I believe. But, most of the cats that she had when she was by herself. But we brought a dog in the studio. Do you remember that? And,
I do. I think I was only there for the end of that show, but yeah, I do remember a dog coming to the studio.
Yeah, and the dog was such a well-trained dog and friendly dog, and that was the Ami Society, so we want to thank him for bringing him in. I can't remember his name, but I apologize, but yeah, he brought him in, and Marge was good friends with them, and that was a very interesting day to have a dog in the studio. I don't think that happens too often.
Well, I just remember that Marge, when we were out in the mall, Marge would sit in the center of the mall, and it was always interesting to me because all these people who knew her for so long would come up to her and say, you know, how much they loved her and how much of an inspiration she was as a teacher and a college professor and so on.
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody knew her. Like you said, after she retired and retired from all her jobs, actually, people still calling her up at her, you know, on her phone and asking how she was doing and get like advice from her and stuff like that. So, you know, even after she was retired, she was still giving her advice to young kids that knew her. Well, not really young, but I mean, through college years and stuff. And so that was great. Great for her.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll remember Marge well. And again, remember Marge's visitation is tomorrow, Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., 930 Harding Memorial Parkway, First United Church of Christ, and the funeral will be at 12 p.m. tomorrow.
I'll be in tomorrow. Absolutely.
So, we'll miss Marge.
Can we figure out that she's going to the other place yet?
I don't know. I don't know any more about that, but I did pass the word along.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
So it's interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. And so, yeah, she will be missed, definitely. She will be in spirit. She'll always live on at the radio station, that's for sure.
Oh, without a doubt. She was part of this place.
Absolutely.
Now, I do want to... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, I think yesterday I took some heat for being, people thought I was rude to Abby, and I feel bad about the whole thing, because I don't think I was being...
Whoa. Scott Beard feel bad?
Well, not really, but I've people have said this.
I knew the actor was coming out. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So, you know, I really don't feel bad, but I do know that people were unhappy with this. And I hope I did not say anything that was upsetting to her, even though I was telling the truth.
Oh, wait a minute here. So you come back and want to apologize, but then you turn around and said, I see what you just did.
What did I do?
You're trying to apologize, then you reverse it.
No, I don't. Did I reverse my apology?
Well, kind of, because at the end you're like, well, it's the truth.
Well, no, listen, it was the truth, but I just feel bad that maybe she felt bad.
What? She's your bestest, right?
A bestie?
A bestie, whatever?
Oh, yeah, at this point, sure.
Well, I don't know now. She might have dropped you down a couple of notches.
Oh, no, I think we're still besties. I just think that maybe... I don't even know how to explain it, but I just think we got into an interesting conversation yesterday that was a lot of fun, but I think that maybe people thought it was a little rude, although I didn't.
Well, people kind of realize, okay, how Scott Spears. I mean, does anybody listen to your interviews?
Now, what does that mean?
I mean, you're just one of those straightforward, like, you know, we're going to use the, one of the people that I remember, okay? It was Wish Doctor. He tried to put me under because of my weight and all this crap, you know? And he couldn't. Well, anyway, you was interviewing him, remember? And you said to him, what do you do? What do you think when people think you're preying on people? Oh, I'll never forget that line.
I thought that was a legitimate question.
Yeah, but he deeply thought it was a rude question.
Well, again, I don't know what people are going to think is rude and what is not rude, but, you know, I thought it was a fair question, and I thought all those things I was saying about Abby yesterday were okay, but now that I realize maybe they weren't, you know, I'm just saying, if people took them the wrong way, you know, I'm sorry they took them the wrong way.
Oh, okay. All right, well, maybe she did take it the wrong way. No, you have to talk to her.
Well, I don't know what she... Well, I did talk to her yesterday. I don't know how she took them.
Oh, you're talking about other people, other listeners.
Well, yeah, because I think, you know, I... Well, you know, the problem is sometimes the truth is not pretty.
But the words are, truth will set you free.
Right, and that's what I was doing yesterday, was I was telling the truth. Now, I think the problem was people thought I was intentionally being rude to her. But no, I was just telling the truth because I know her.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not apologizing for it. I just, if people took it the wrong way, you know, I was just being honest, not trying to be critical.
Gotcha. All right. All right, well, Scott, I hate to part ways with you, but nice talk to you this morning. It was a good conversation, and hope all the listeners... The roads are not too bad out right now, so I just want to give you a little weather report update.
No, they didn't seem too bad this morning.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure the weatherman will be, Zach, will be giving us the update here soon.
Absolutely, as time goes on, that's for sure.
All right, well, talk to you later then.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing. I yesterday we just had this little contretemps on the air about Abby, who's become a, you know, kind of a regular part of the show, been a guest here and also called in. Now, I don't think she took it bad. I don't think so, far as I know. She didn't tell me she took it bad. But, I just try to be honest, try to be truthful, and that's the way it goes. We have about 4 minutes, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this icy, icy day. Here we go in Marion. Don't forget Charlie Everest coming up this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we have Swap Shop with Glenn Coble today, 12:15 to 1 p.m., a full morning here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Also, don't forget that to check out the website, wwgh1071.com, archive shows dating back to January of 2016. So you can go there and hear yesterday's show with Abby and I. It's from the second hour. And you can think, was I rude to her? Was I not rude to her? Was I just honest? See, I think I'm kind to everybody on the show. I think I have a level of kindness that goes on and on and on. Well, see, now Abby's listening. I just got the word that she's listening. But she missed what the last caller had to say. So, you know, all I'm saying is that, well, I don't have time to get into it this hour. So we'll just have to keep rolling on here. 57 and a half minutes past the hour. It's just one of those things yesterday, and it was fun, and I enjoy when she calls in. It's always a good conversation. There are certain people on this show who are fun to have on because they will argue with you, and it's a good time. You know, that's just fun to do because people are good sports about it, and I don't think anybody takes anything personally, and it's not meant in a personal way. And I think all I said yesterday was that... What did I say about Abby yesterday? I don't even remember. I think I just said she was ultra competitive, and I think that was it. I don't think I said anything any more awful than that, which I don't think is really an awful thing to say about somebody. Ultra competitive is probably not a great trait to have, but it's certainly not the worst. There are a lot of worse things to be. That is for sure. Anyway, check out the website. Go listen to the archive shows. Also, download the free TuneIn app, and you can listen on any mobile device anywhere live in the world. Just download the free TuneIn app. Search WWGH. You can put that on tablets, smartphones, computers, wherever you want it. And you can listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What else would you rather do but listen to WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Great Radio? Did you know that's what the G stood for? Yeah, that's what the G stands for. All right, we're going to break. Coming back with news and weather and a whole lot more in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
For guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas, Chucky. What is that fat kid's name? Let me tell you something. I have stories that someday you'll call me, and I'll happen with Sullivan and I on the air.
Oh, really?